Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Well, Brad, how are you doing this week?
You haven't sent me anything about Disney doing anything else to ruin my life, so I'm doing pretty well.
Ruin your childhood?
That's right. That's right. Everything down the drain.
A Ghostbusters-ing, if you will.
No. Everything's going good for me. What about you?
Me too. Oh, it's been really good. The kiddo started daycare, so we are dealing with a little bit of like, oh, she's sick. Great. And now I was sick. And Claire is a little sick. And so dealing with a little bit of that. But other than that, it's been real nice.
So are you guys dealing with the separation anxiety?
No, well, a little bit at first, but not too much. I mean, she's 5 minutes away. So we live in a pretty small town, so it's 5 minutes if something goes wrong.
Now, I'm having a good week, you're having a good week, and then I see on the show notes that we need to follow up on the monorail. Now, to my knowledge, the monorail's been having a good week, too. Because I haven't heard about any new doors falling off or,
It's been a not bad week.
So what's up with the monorail?
So I sent you a link to a very poorly reported article that I don't even think it's worth talking about. But one of the points it made was maybe they're just going to take the monorails away. Like, what if they just took the monorails away because of all these issues they're having, and we just didn't have monorails anymore? Last week, most of the conversations that we had were talking about, like, they're old and smelly and like in need of refurbishment, but I don't think either of us even brought up the fact that maybe the monorails would just go away. But I thought it might be fun to even just consider, like, would that be an option? Would no monorail service at Walt Disney World even be a thing that they would consider?
Okay, so no monorail service. I could actually see them considering something like that post 6 months, maybe even a year into the gondola system. And seeing how that works out, right? Because if the gondola system goes gangbusters, can move a decent number of guests and all that kind of stuff, then yeah, maybe it's time that we, you know, maybe they'll decide to make the move to that and away from the monorail. So I don't think in the short term it's at all a possibility, but long term, yeah. I mean, okay, so the article that you're talking about, I think, was some random TV station, and we won't bother linking to that. But here's what I'll link to is where the TV station got their news from, which was Screamscape.com. And I don't know anything about Screamscape.com. We just you sent me this deal where essentially the TV station said, hey, monorails is going to be shut down. Seems pretty likely.
Yeah.
In fact, what was it? It said like something in the effect of it's 100% guaranteed that the Epcot line will be shut down. And possibly the whole thing, but 100% guaranteed the whole thing will be shut down. And in fact, Screamscape since then has posted on their rumor that they properly listed as a rumor, and they said, we've talked to one source who said that this is a possible plan. They've now added, please keep in mind that according to our anonymous sources, this is simply a possible plan that was being discussed, but one that they felt at the time would likely have to happen sometime in the near future, but not right now, not just yet. So it's a rumor that a lot of people decided to run with in what I would say were clickbaity type of ways.
Definitely.
To get people to go, oh, I'm so upset because now they're shutting down, which I would legitimately be upset if, again, in spite of they're smelly, they're, you know, whatever. Yeah, I still want the monorails to stick around. I want the monorails to be refurbished, but I also want the monorails to stick around. But that being said, yeah, I completely expect that there is somebody there talking about how would we go about removing the monorails? how would we replace the, you know, what would be necessary? What are the things that would have to happen? Because for Disney not to be thinking about that on some level just seems unwise, you know?
Right. Like,
not even that that is really something that you want to do, but you should be, you should at least be looking at it to say, is this something that would make sense?
So for the Epcot line, I think it would be fairly easy to remove the monorail. You know, it's basically just a bus from the Magic Kingdom and the TTC to Epcot.
Yeah, and the TTC.
Do you have to switch from the Magic Kingdom?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're at the Magic Kingdom, you're gonna have to switch at the TTC to go to Epcot, because Magic Kingdom, you're either on the Express line or the Resort line.
Right.
So there's a switch there anyway. It only goes to Epcot. Epcot has its own parking. It doesn't have a need for TTC parking. In fact, I feel like last time Epcot overflowed, didn't they overflow to DHS anyway?
Yeah.
So they don't. But why would you overflow to TTC? Because they're trying to deal with all the Magic Kingdom parking anyway. So
right. But so it would be easy to remove the Epcot line, I think.
Yes.
The Resort line?
No.
There's a resort built around the monorail.
Well, it could be removed, but that's going to look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Once it's not. I mean, I guess they could close it in, though, right? I mean.
Well, yeah, but the whole building.
It really would lose quite a bit of what makes it contemporary so unique. If you no longer had the monorail traveling through the middle of it.
Well, then the physical, the industrial design of it is stupid. Like, then what is all this air for? Well, you know, what's all this room for?
Wasn't there, I feel like somewhere, and I'm going to have to research this to actually link to it or anything, but there was a hotel. Remember, because I sent it to you.
Yeah, it's like in Colorado or something.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
looks just
or
like
Oklahoma or something like that. Yeah, yeah, it looks like the Contemporary Resort, and it's got that same design, but just it doesn't have a monorail going through it. So it would look like that. And why does it have all that open space? Because why not? I mean, I don't know. Maybe they even expand the floors a couple of floors up and add, you know, more club dining experiences. Or who knows? But yeah, again, and I don't doubt that there's somebody at Disney who's at least done some, some basic level, you know, let's blue sky what you might do to the Contemporary if the monorail was no longer running through it. But yeah, I don't think that there is anything like looming, though. I would see more of a possibility for the whole Epcot line being shut down, because that would free up more, you know. So again, going back to the Screamscape article, they pointed out that, you know, if that was closed down, that would give them more trains to handle Magic Kingdom, Resort, and Express,
right,
which thereby allows you to possibly do more extensive refurbs on some trains, because then they could be completely taken offline even during, you know, busier times.
Yeah.
And, you know, also Epcot has got a new resort that's supposed to be going in right at the entrance to Epcot. And if that resort goes in, then, you know, if you could get rid of the monorail load area there, that frees up more space for that resort and you don't have to try to build around that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I can see a lot of reasons. And again, as we discussed, you know, the TTC isn't really Epcot parking per se.
Right. Right.
And now let's all recognize that I'm not even a huge advocate of losing the monorail line through Epcot, because I really enjoy getting to ride it and going into the parks and then coming back out and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying I could see that one being a lot more feasible than the Magic Kingdom line. I don't think the Magic Kingdom line is shutting down anytime soon, because also if you shut that down, like, you'd really have to expand the bus area, mm-hmm, at Magic Kingdom, because suddenly you've got three resorts. Oh,
mm-hmm,
my gosh. Yes. You've got three resorts that are suddenly going to need to be served by buses.
Right.
That were previously being served by the monorail. Cause I don't know. I'm sure from the Contemporary, you can't get a bus to the Magic Kingdom. I don't think even from the Grand Floridian or the Poly can you get a bus, because the monorail's right there. And why would you want a bus? You've got the monorail. Right.
Well, and I consider the resort line to be more like the Disneyland monorail than an actual transportation vehicle. And bear with me for a second. Like what I was saying, the Epcot line feels more like just a bus, you know, to get you from TTC to Epcot, or the Magic Kingdom to Epcot with a transfer. The Disneyland monorail is more of an attraction, more of a sightseeing trip than I think a useful transportation method. I understand that it is a transportation method and it is useful, but I think it's more of a sightseeing trip.
But it's not. It doesn't exist there because it's a transportation method.
Right.
It exists there because it serves a purpose of looking cool and giving right. you something to go and do.
Yes, and that's how I feel more about the resort line. So the resort line is obviously incredibly useful. Like the analogy breaks down a bit, but it's so useful and it's obviously indispensable for people staying at one of those three resorts. But it's also a really beautiful flight around the lake, you know, and it's a pretty cool thing to go inside the Contemporary and the, you know, seeing the Polynesian Village from the air as you approach it is nice. And going into the Grand Floridian station and seeing the Grand Floridian from the air feels magical. I mean, that resort is so beautiful. And so I think of the resort line, like sometimes we'll just ride the resort line, like one around just to do it. But I think of the resort line as more of an attraction than I do as a transportation method, which, again, I've never stayed in a deluxe resort, so I've never needed to use it as transportation as much. Like, we've taken it to dinner and stuff, but I think of that more of an attraction, just like I do the Disneyland monorail.
Well, and I think even when you stay at a deluxe resort, even when you stay somewhere that's on the resort line, it is your transportation to the Magic Kingdom, but it's also an attraction at the same time.
Yeah, so, it's a fun way to get to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to go anywhere anytime soon. If anything's going to go, it would probably be the Epcot line, but it's also worth noting that, again, Screamscape says that Disney reached out to them and said, "We wanted to reach out to you to let you know that this is not true. There are no plans to end the system." That is Walt Disney World Communications. That's what they said. So at least there,
that seems pretty straightforward,
right? Exactly. They didn't even say there are no plans. There are no active plans. There are no plans at this time.
Right.
You know, nothing. There's no hedging going on there. This is not true. There are no plans. You know, that's pretty to the point. So I don't think we have to worry about anything going anywhere right now. Again, when that whole Epcot resort thing, when we hear more about that, then we'll see where everything is then, because then it's not ending the system. It's like, oh, well, for the resort to work, the monorail just doesn't work with it. We're not getting rid of the monorail because we're getting rid of the monorail. We're getting rid of the monorail because it doesn't work with the resort.
Yeah.
So there are still ways around that, but yeah, I think for right now, monorail sticking around again. But hopefully, things like a picture of a big chunk of monorail falling off and being all over social media, and you know, the traction that the video got of the door being open will kind of push Disney's hand to actually do the updates that they need to do, or you know, we're not even talking about the next generation of the monorail, but just the refurb that, I mean, I think pretty clearly probably needs to be done. And
yeah,
it would be a deep refurb and an extensive refurb, assuming that you don't want to just build all new monorails. But I'm okay with that. But like, let's do something to make this a safe model of transportation. So,
well, and I'm a fan of your busification idea, where we would take the electronics off the track and just make the monorails a self-contained vehicle that travels on that beam. And that way, it's so much simpler. You know, it would be so simple to just have these vehicles using the beam as basically a road, or, you know, more like a train.
Yeah.
Where the train is self-contained and it just travels on a track, and having the monorails be self-contained and just travel on this concrete beam that is nothing more than a concrete beam, I think makes tons of sense.
Yep. Well, I'm sure Disney has their reasons. You know, I did hear a rumor, and I would call it at best a rumor, that there was some discussion with Siemens before they pulled out of the Epcot sponsorship to have them sponsor a refurb of the monorails. But I think it was something like it was going to be a 10-year deal. The monorail, and again, this is all rumor. Absolutely. I've seen nothing definitive, and I doubt you would ever see anything definitive of conversations being had between Disney and a company about a possible sponsorship.
Right.
But essentially, they would pay to get to do new monorails, but they would then not have to pay anything for the sponsorship of those. And they would even, I think it was even that they can't handle the maintenance. But again, they would then not pay anything to have their names plastered all over those monorails for a period of 10 years. And for whatever reason, that was not acceptable. Again, either because this rumor has nothing to it, though it doesn't sound out of the realm of believability to me anyway.
No. Yeah.
Or just that Disney didn't want Siemens to have that much of a push in the parks, which seems kind of weird, because I mean, like, I'm thinking back to, I don't know, like when FedEx was still sponsoring Space Mountain, right? I mean, like, their stuff was all, you know,
everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And or even,
well, Siemens,
know,
was all over Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess actually,
I mean,
having
Dame Judi Dench, right? she says the word Siemens.
And well, I mean, it was the same thing when AT&T sponsored it too. So I don't know. Maybe it was just something about actually having their name on the trains or something. But yeah, Disney has been trying to figure out ways, it seems, to refurb these things for a while. It's just going to be a question of what will the solution actually be.
Yeah, and I bet there was some friction, because Siemens would probably want some sort of spiel inside the cars. That would really make it more of an attraction feel than a transportation feel. You know, because the spiel inside the monorails now is basically safety related and location related. It has nothing to do with a company. And having a guy talk about Siemens for the, you know, 5-minute trip over the Contemporary Resort would be kind of annoying.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know,
although,
I guess,
it is interesting that Bombardier's name is nowhere on there.
Well,
and they built them.
If you pay enough, you don't. I mean, I'm sure their name is somewhere in the on the control panel.
Oh, sure,
or something,
yeah,
like that.
But nowhere in the passenger cars.
Yeah, yeah. But
or whoever built the Mark 7. I mean, I don't think I even saw a manufacturer name in the driver's area, and I was in the cockpit. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't. I remember riding in there as well, and I don't remember ever seeing Bombardier there. But I also wasn't specifically looking for Bombardier on there, so
right.
I could see it being there and me just missing it, I guess. But anyway, yeah. So now that we have spent almost an entire episode talking about monorails,
have we?
Again,
is it already? Oh my goodness!
Yes,
so
yes,
sorry.
Yes, it is like 20 to 25 minutes into this. I don't know. It depends on how well you cut it down later. You know, Brad's going to say we've spent almost the entire, and it will be like 10. You guys are 10 minutes into this thing, because Jeremy, just trust me, there was a lot of monorail talk at one point, even if there's not now. But I think we should finish up on a happy, not that, you know what, I'm happy with that monorail discussion. It wasn't negative. I'm all for not negative. But let's talk about something that we're definitely not going to be negative about. And that is that you can now get cheddar cheese soup at the refreshment port.
Cheddar cheese soup.
That's right. And not just any cheddar cheese soup, the Canadian cheddar cheese soup. So that's the soup that you can get at Le Cellier, You can now get it quick service, baby. Oh, yeah.
And you can get it over French fries with cheese curds.
Yes.
That's the one that's given me the good feels.
Okay. But not only can you get it on French fries with cheese curds, all poutine style, but you can do that for a snack credit.
That is dope.
Which Brad very infrequently actually signs up for the dining plan, but... gosh darn it, if you're signing up for the dining plan, there is your snack credit, okay? Go to the refreshment port, get your poutine, and then go sit down and get ready to watch Illuminations with your nice toasty French fries, with your nice toasty cheddar cheese soup and your cheese curds on there, and just bask in the amazingness.
So is that the most expensive thing you can get on snack credit now? It's $6.
I don't... So there's definitely some stuff at Animal Kingdom that's right there with it. So I don't know. I haven't researched that. It would be close. It's definitely on the high end. I'll say that.
Yeah, definitely. $6 is creeping up to quick service meal territory.
Well, and that's so like that was one thing about quick service stuff. When you did the snack credits, I've always felt like if you plan those right, you can take a couple of snack credits, and that is a quick service meal at that point, right? Because you get that, and then you use another one to get a drink. And then, I mean, really, at that point, I think you're kind of done. You know, that's a nice light lunch right there. Instead of that, you know, like when you actually go get a quick service meal and you're like, oh, my gosh, this is a ridiculous amount of stuff. But if you had poutine and a drink, dude, you're set. That's it right there. But yeah, it's not cheap. So why spend $6 when you can spend a snack credit?
Yeah.
That's what Brad says.
Yeah. That does look super duper good though. And any food that wants to come out of Le Cellier and be available everywhere or at least somewhere outside of Le Cellier is fine with me.
Well, and okay, so let's asterisk that real quick, okay? Anything that wants to come out of Le Cellier and be available in other places and be reportedly as good as it is in Le Cellier.
Yeah.
Let's bring it on out. Because I don't...
That goes without saying. It needs to be the same thing.
I doubt my steak is going to be quite as tasty.
Sure. I don't want to get a steak from a cart.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. Or even, I mean, yeah, refreshment port is like a permanent building. But still, yeah, I don't think I want that. I don't want them trying to rush my steak as quick as they can.
Right.
But yeah, so go get you some poutine next time you're there. Use your snack credit. Hopefully Jeremy can do that at the end of the year.
Yeah, I hope so. I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.